But what's it worth? With two cats in the yard. Let's talk a little real estate. And joining us from Chicago Magazine, the deal estate columnist online and in the magazine, Dennis Rodkin. Dennis, welcome. Good to see you.
Hi.
And we got the news yesterday about existing home sales in the Chicago area remaining far ahead of their year-ago pace in September, but the hot pace seen earlier in the year showed more signs of slowing. What does it all mean?
Well, I think part of what it means is that we were on a run and there was a huge amount of activity. Now, even though we're not going slowly, it appears to be slow compared to all that hectic pace. We're up considerably from a year before. We're always slowing down in the fall. But I had some data last week showing that we haven't fallen as far this fall as we have in past falls.
I thought that it always slowed down in the fall and coming into the holidays.
It does. It definitely does.
I mean, does that take that? Do those numbers reflect that?
They do. And that's what I liked about the data that I got from MRED, the multiple listing service, is that it showed that even though we fell, we have not fallen as far. So, you know, we're like building layers underneath us to build up. You know, we're not continuing to plunge all the way back down. Stronger result of the fall turndown than we've had in past years. It's a good sign.
And as the real estate season starts to wind down a little bit, at least in terms of residentials during the holidays, is this a good time for people who are either A, desperate, or B, trying to be different from everybody else that's out there? Would this be a good time to put your house on the market?
You know, Marianne, I think it is, not for everybody, but for some people, because inventory is still tight. There are still buyers out there. There are buyers who got turned away during that crazy period. They got turned off by the multiple bids, by the battles over houses, and they may turn around and come back. Interest rates did not run up. They've fallen now for several weeks. So some people who decided, oops, maybe I'd better not, now we'll be coming back. So I think there are a couple of reasons it would be a good idea to list.
What about condo sales? What's going on with that market?
You know what I don't understand? Condo sales have done, let me put it this way. Compared to home sales, condo sales are doing better in the suburbs than in the city, which that was in data that came out on Monday. And I don't know why. I actually asked on Twitter, what do you think? Why would condos be racing ahead in the suburbs better than they are in the city? And several people said, well, you know, maybe it's downsizers. Maybe it's people not willing to commit to those big suburban houses, that sort of thing. But what I can't figure out is that's not enough. That doesn't make up for the big difference between the faster pace of condos in the suburbs versus houses compared to the fast pace of condos in the city versus houses.
Could it be related to where the jobs are?
It could. That's something nobody mentioned, Marianne. That could very well be true, because people do follow where job growth is. And as you know, we've had very anemic job growth, but that could certainly be one of the factors.
Let's talk about some of the celebrity houses in the news. Michael Jordan, they're auctioning this off in Highland Park. How does that work?
Well, I think Michael Jordan hope it works really well. My question is, I don't know that it's going to work well for him, but the basic mechanics of an auction is, rather than putting a house out there and saying, I want a dollar for it, you put a house out there and say, what will you pay me for it? That's the basic difference. And bidders come in, and in that case, what they have to do is put down a $250,000 refundable deposit, be vetted by the bank that is working with the auction house, and then they get the secret information where the auction will actually be held. It's at a confidential location, November 22nd. And the idea is, you've got an unusual commodity. You don't really know what its worth is, so you put it up for auction, and then the market tells you this is what your house is worth.
So he, in order to protect himself, he probably has to have a minimum, like they do on eBay auctions, right?
He has declared no minimum. It kills me, Marianne.
There's no minimum? There's so no somebody minimum. Could actually really get it for like $260,000,
well,
on that day?
Possibly. But here's the thing.
That's crazy.
So I've got an email from the auction house saying there's no minimum, there's no reserve, there's that $250,000 deposit, but that's refundable. People can make opening bids in advance of the auction itself once they've been vetted. But here's the thing. So that appears to mean that Jordan would take whatever you offer. And I know you guys are planning to bid.
Yeah, sure. Right.
But there was another auction in Winnetka, same company. There was no minimum. And yet the house didn't sell at auction. Nobody ever said why, but they apparently walked away from the bids they had. Could Jordan do that? You know, there's no reading his mind. But you would imagine that he's got a feeling that this house is worth some amount.
Okay, so what was it on the market for, and what did it get reduced to?
It was on for $29 million in early 2012. It got reduced to $21 million. The general talk in the real estate industry is that it is at least $10 million overpriced. Would he take an offer of $9
million? $10 million overpriced?
That's what most people who have been through the property, not many agents have been through the property, but most people feel. I mean, you know, it's got a lot of great things going for it. It has a full-size basketball gym. It has the fact that Michael Jordan, his wife and kids, lived there for many years. It's a nice piece of property next to a big forest preserve or a nature center in Highland Park. Some of the dings against it, it's like super 90s architecture, lots of glass brick and things like that. And it's far from Lake Michigan. $21 million would buy you a lot of land on Lake Michigan.
Now, you said you came across a spot about a half mile from the Jordan Mansion that's also for sale for a little less.
For less, yeah. I was actually there. I haven't been inside the Jordan Mansion, though I saw it 20 years ago when it was under construction, is all I should say. But, yeah, there's a ranch. There's a gentleman's farm, a 1920s gentleman's farm, only about a half a mile away, still in Highland Park. They're asking $18 million. They have 25 acres. They have several buildings. It doesn't have the sort of flaw of being a very particular times architecture, like Jordan's house is so 90s. It has a real sort of classic feeling, and it's a heck of a lot more land.
Wouldn't a team want to buy that house?
We'll bid on that one, yeah. Marianne. That's the one we'll bid on.
No.
And if you will, you know, you'll have a hen house. You guys can get fresh eggs right out of the hen house
yeah.
every morning.
Oh, that'd be great. No, but seriously, like a group of people should buy that house. I mean, the zoning probably doesn't allow for it, but with the facilities... I mean, our daughter plays basketball. They're always looking for locations to play.
Oh, totally. You know, there's a great tradition of mansions becoming orphanages, public or private schools, those kinds of things. A massive mansion from the 19th century. Could this happen? I mean, it certainly got the facilities for that. I don't know how many people it can sleep, but certainly dozens. And then, as you say, you know, basketball court and everything else. Zoning these days wouldn't allow, and you're still stuck with the fact that it's this sort of grandiose 1990s architecture.
I'm still thinking about you saying that you saw the Jordan house under construction, and that's all I want to say about it. What exactly did you see, Dennis? Come on.
I saw the Jordan house. Come on, Bob. You're a reporter. I wrote about it at the time that it was under construction. The one thing I have written is that if you went around back in that nature center in Highland Park, you could see a lot that was going on then before they planted the big row of trees that obscured it from view.
Got
can
it.
I stop there?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
But I want you to. Yeah,
there, we had one 20 years ago when it was going up.
I want you to talk about the R. Kelly house and more real estate with Dennis Rodkin from Chicago Magazine after this. R. Kelly, house for sale in Olympia Fields. And Dennis Rodkin from Chicago Magazine is here to talk a little real estate with us now. Is this another auction, Dennis?
This was a sheriff's auction. This was sold at foreclosure. Kelly's been out of it, or Kelly was supposedly evicted from it. It just sold last week, and it's an amazing story because he built it in 1999. He'd had it for all those years and lost it in foreclosure. And what's fascinating to me is it was sold last week for 16% of what his mortgage amount was. He had mortgaged it for over $3 million, and it was sold for $587,000.
And the worth of it, though, it had been appraised for $5.2
million. Yeah, people have reported that it was appraised at $5.2
million. And then to sell it for $587,000?
Well, supposedly, I don't think any maintenance has been done on it for a while. You know, R. Kelly's been kind of busy. I don't think he'd been really taking care of the house in litigation. The house apparently had declined, and it also it was one of those massive things. You know, when you build something just for yourself, it often doesn't really have that replacement value. Might have been, say, $5 million, or an appraised value might have been $5 million, but replacement value was far lower. It's a lot cheaper just to rebuild than to move into this thing and fix it up. And people don't pay a premium for the name R. Kelly and may not pay a premium for the name Michael Jordan.
I just don't understand why you need so much space. Because, I mean,
because you can have it.
But yeah. It's a hassle to be walking so far. Yeah. Like, don't you want to be... And also, you don't get... I don't know. One time we stayed in a hotel where... I mean, oftentimes we've stayed in hotels where instead of getting two rooms, because there's five of us, we've gotten one larger, like a junior suite. And it's so much fun when everybody is really close together in one room. I mean, I... Like, having, you know, a whole house to yourself... Basically, yeah. For each child.
And that's why we're not bidding on the Jordan house or the R. Kelly house. The R. Kelly...
It's too much.
Well, let's see. He bought it in 97. 6 acres, mm-hmm. 5 bedrooms, 7 baths, an indoor pool.
Now, yeah, it's pretty big. Is this the house that had the indoor pool in the dining room? Or is this a different
The one with the indoor pool where the problems happened was in Lakeview, and that was sold a while ago.
In Lakeview, and that
yeah,
was
this
like...
This is Olympia Fields.
Yeah.
Right, and so, and that, I guess he must have a thing with indoor pools, but that house, I remember when we had our show on Fox, we had a camera there, and you could see people swimming. If you were sitting down in the dining room, you could see... people swimming next to you.
That house I was in, yeah, that was it was an amazing house. It had been, an auto garage? It had been a building with a very large main room. So the living room was like the size of a church.
Does it still look like that? Do you know?
It's been massively rehabbed. I believe the pool is still there. The last time I asked, the pool was still there, though all that had been redone.
Now, when you have something like the Michael Jordan house, and then over the weekend, we saw the stories in the paper, and then TV news picked up on it. So this is the company running the auction, trying mm-hmm. to get some publicity, mm-hmm. right? And hoping that actually leads to a sale. That's why all of a sudden we're hearing about this and seeing it everywhere, right?
Yeah, well, you know, the company is based in New York, and they've done auctions all over the country. I linked to it in my story. When you look at their site, they have auctioned $10, $15, $20 million homes, but in places like super luxurious parts of Florida and Aspen and Montana and things like that. So, what they're trying to do is expose this to a national pool of buyers. That's why they would talk to the Wall Street Journal before they'd talk to, say, Chicago Magazine or something like that. But the question I have is... An auction of a multi-million dollar second home works real well because you expose it to, it's in Aspen and you expose it to people everywhere from, say, Los Angeles to New York. Highland Park, you know, it's a beautiful place, but it is not where people buy massive second homes.
Are a lot of people putting their massive mansions on auction?
I have seen three of these, of the mega mansions in Chicago, there have been three that have gone up for auction. Jordan's is the third. The first two didn't sell at auction. They put them up for auction. The one is the one in Winnetka where I said, same mm-hmm. auction company. It's the massive one called Le Grand Rev. It, too, has a little bit of a flaw. It's a massive, very luxurious house, but it's not in Winnetka. It's not on the lake or anything like that. They sold at auction and then didn't accept whatever came across. And then the other one is that enormous one everybody knows called Villa Taj in Burr Ridge, the one that ended up with the 6 million gallons of flood water in it and stuff. Mm. That had been on the market for a long time. We don't know what the price is. Let's put it up for auction. And it didn't sell. They yanked it off, and it recently sold for a fraction of the – it sold in the 3 millions, and it had been up for 28 million.
So far, it's sounding like auctions are not the way to go.
Auctions don't seem to be the way to go in Chicago for multi-million dollar homes. For a $100,000 condo, sure. For a $500,000 house in the suburbs, sure. It does seem to work. I've seen lots of houses auctioned, but we haven't had any luck with the mega mansion auction in Chicago yet. Jordan says it'll work. I hope it does.
More in Chicago Magazine and at chicagomagazine.com. It's Dennis Rodkin. Deal Estate is the column. Always fun to talk about this. I don't see any for sale signs in our Allstate Showcase studio here, so we'll do this again next week, Dennis. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.